Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Are you talking now that you can start with?
Good morning, Canada. Welcome inside the studio. Rod Peterson Show on the air. No Rod today this morning. He is in Moncton for Touchdown Atlantic. He's on the golf course. So he's getting ready for the alumni golf classic with Randy Ambrosi, Damon Allen, and others. And he'll be hosting a Q&A with the commissioner later on tonight. So I'm Darren DuPont in the studio this morning, getting set for hour two of the program. If you missed hour one, you can go back to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, CastBox, any podcast provider. I think we're just about in all of them. So that's exciting. You can go back and listen to the podcast of hour one. It was exciting. Dustin Nielsen from TSN 1260 joined us, and right off the top, we actually visited with Rod, who's in Moncton, for Touchdown Atlantic. Our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is, what will happen first? The Atlantic Schooners will come to fruition as the expansion franchise in the CFL, or the NFL will play another game in Canada? And right now, the Atlantic CFL team leading in the polls, over 61% of the vote. Although, I kind of think that maybe the NFL will come back. I hope that this whole Winnipeg thing from last night hasn't soured the United States and the NFL on coming up to Canada to play another game. But we'll get more of that in a second. Right now, we go out on the video chat to, I think, Calgary, where Mark Mueller is standing by, the former Rams great and now running backs coach with the Calgary Stampeders. Mark, I know Rod really wanted to be here. He was so excited you were coming on the program, and then he's gone to Moncton. But welcome to the show. Where do we find you today on the bye week?
In my basement in Calgary.
Yeah, nice.
We stayed here for the bye week. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And it used to be a lot easier when I'd call in. I didn't have to make sure I'd had a shower or had my shirt on or anything. So it's a little bit different this time.
Hey, we've seen people wear everything. It doesn't matter. Just put on a hat if you don't want to have a shower. But John Lynch is here. Rob Vanstone is here. Guys who watched you play here in Regina quite a bit. Big fan. So I know they've got a ton of questions for you. But what's life like in Calgary these days with the Stampeders? We want to say going through some struggles, because this just doesn't happen with Calgary ever.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a different start of the year, but guys are playing well, and we got a couple big games coming up here with Edmonton, and we'll watch them this week, see how the game goes tonight, and then we'll get ready for them starting on Monday. So we're excited to get back at it, but the break has been nice, and hopefully the players have had a good break as well, and we're back fresh and back to get at it and battle with the West.
Everybody wants to talk about Bo Levi Mitchell and Nick Arbuckle and the quarterback situation. And you might be the busiest guy. Forget about the quarterbacks and Bo Levi for a second. The rotation at running back, you've got your hands full. What's the latest in the backfield with the Stamps?
We've been lucky, you know, that we have really good players. We're comfortable with every guy that's in that room. And, you know, we carry a little more running backs than other, you know, teams have. You know, we have Don. Unfortunately, Romar got banged up a bit. Ante Leader is a good running back. Kadeem Carey shown. All those guys have shown that they can play. You know, we got Asnel Robo, a global player who's, you know, turning out to be really good. He's working hard. You know, guys work hard, and whoever we have confidence, whoever gets out there will play and block for the quarterback and run hard. So we're lucky we got good players and guys who'd like to put in the time to work hard.
But fifth year for you as a running back coach?
Yeah, sixth in Calgary. My fifth is the running back coach. Yeah.
That's great. Now, we expect to see you pretty soon as a head coach of a Canadian Football League club. Are you looking forward to that?
I just try to keep making sure that we run the ball well and block for the quarterback and keep winning here in Calgary. That's always the number one goal. And, you know, those things usually kind of sort themselves out over time. But, I get to work for, I think the best organization with the best guys at the top with Huff and Dave, and I enjoy going to work every single morning.
Mark, when you're mentoring the running backs, do you harken back to your glory days with the Rams when you were scrambling for touchdowns and doing the gator chomp at the end of them?
Yeah, unfortunately, that clip's still on YouTube. Yeah, unfortunately, but the players can look that up. But we had Mark McConkey here as a guest coach a couple years back, and I had kept it secret. You know, there were certain things that me and Brett Jones didn't let get out from when we played together. And unfortunately, McConkey, kind of stabbed me in the back there and brought it up. And Rob, he showed it to Rob Cote, and then Cote kept it under his hat for a bit, and now everyone knows about it. And I use it as a cautionary tale of, unfortunately, everything's on film. So make sure that when you score, just hand it to the ref and go celebrate with your teammates.
But why would you want to conceal it, though? Those runs were absolutely Damon Allen-esque, weren't they?
Well, they were my two longest runs ever, including not with playing football. But
you gotta love those backs you got with you, Mark. You gotta love those running backs you got with you. I don't understand how you get so many quality guys like that. I think all three of those guys, or three of the four, are just sensational. So
yeah,
how do you?
They're all
them?
Very good, Well, I left out unfortunately Terry Williams in there, who's played really, really well. He doesn't get to play running back all the time because he's the primary returner and one of the best in the league at that. But, Terry's finished a bunch of games for us. He's played upwards of 40 plays in the game. We can go five deep there. And I think our scouts just do a really good job of finding guys that fit the Canadian Football League. It's a different game than down south. You got to be able to block. You got to be able to catch the ball. And if you're a running back, you should be pretty good at the running back part of it. So
yeah, but any
they
one
find
of those
guys that can play.
Any one of those guys, you got those five guys or four or five guys, can break a game open and anyone play. That's a great thing to have in your background there, or to have with you.
Yeah, no, I enjoy working with those guys, and they come and they work hard, which I really appreciate as a coach. And they're always wanting to learn and always wanting to get better. We got guys that show up to practice and show up to meetings every single morning trying to get better.
Mark, I know we haven't talked much about the Rams and Canada West football. I wanted to get into that with Dustin Nielsen because we do a lot of the broadcasts together on the Canada West Showcase Network. But the Rams going through a transition. Noah Pickton is finished his illustrious career, and now Josh Donnelly gets to take over. I wanted to go back to your kind of early days with the Rams. And what do you remember most? What was your kind of welcome to football moment with the Rams? And, how quickly did you get comfortable?
Pretty privileged that I was really comfortable with the Ram organization from birth. My dad was an alumni and a board member, and he played there, and my uncle Ronnie played for the Rams. And, Frank and Bernie were always, considered family members, even more so today. But growing up, they were, just Bernie and Frank. And I can still remember going to spring camp, and there was a bunch of quarterbacks there. And then at the end, about a week later, there was just me and Orban left. There was just two of us, and I got to learn from, I think, the best guy. And I think Josh Donnelly's in kind of a similar situation to what I was. Teal should have won the Heck Crichton two or three times. He didn't. Noah had the great year and won it as well. And the big thing for Josh is I got to see him start his one game here in Calgary. I was at the game. I sat with Rob and Cheryl Jones, Brett and Scott's parents, and we were very impressed. The guy coming off his redshirt to play in his one game that he gets to play as a redshirt, and he stood in there and played tough against one of the better teams in the conferences. And I'm really looking forward to see how he plays and throws the ball lots and wins with the horns on.
Do you get a chance to keep an eye on it quite closely? How closely are you following your old team?
I try to watch as many games as I can. We have the me and a couple other guys. We get the we have the Can West TV, so we can watch the games. And I try to watch all the Ram games if I can. If we're not playing, I'll try to watch. A lot of them fall on the night before we play, which is nice. So I get to watch them. And then obviously when they're playing the Dinos here, if we're not on the road, I'll make sure I go and make sure if I can say hi to some guys. There's lots of guys that I played with or coached with that are or played for that still coach with the Rams. Mark McConkey's a close friend of mine, and Dwayne Mason and Sheldon Neal are great coaches as well.
Mark, I want to remind you of what is one of my favorite quotes of all time. It was uttered by you, and you were playing. I think you were in your first year as a starter at Sheldon at the time, and I observed that you were wearing number 14, and I said, "Well, why don't you wear number 23?" Mark's grandfather, of course, is Ron Lancaster. I said, "Why do you wear 14 instead of 23. And Mark's response was, 23 makes me look slow. if I'm remembering this correctly, Ronnie saw that quote and was on the phone to you within about 2 seconds. Is that true?
Yeah, no, that's true. He, I thought it was quite funny.
It was great.
Humor in it as we did. He, he forgets. He tried to change his number to 16 almost every year, but they said, hey, they know you here now, or you're not going to be long enough, kid. Wear 23. So he got stuck with 23, and I was lucky enough to be able to wear 14 at every level. And also, the other one is I thought it made McManus look somewhat athletic and slim, so I thought it would work for me as well.
Another great scrambling quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the two guys I got to learn from threw interceptions all the time and didn't move very often. Unfortunately, I took both of those traits.
Mark, as a coach, how do you see what happened in Winnipeg last night and the concept of the NFL coming to the Canada to play an exhibition game? Do you think that's a good idea, or why do it? It surprised me in the first place. I'm starting to get to like it, but I don't know if it's the greatest thing. What do you think about it?
I think anytime there's football to be watched or to be played or to, you know, to come into a market, I think it's good for the game as a whole. And I think you can see that with, you know, what the CFL is doing this weekend, going out to the Atlantic coast there, and with the new influx of global players. I think the better way to have more people enjoying the game and watching the game of football is for them to see it as young men or young women, and they go either continue to watch it or go play with their friends. And I think the more people playing football, the better it is for the game as a whole, whether that's the American game or the Canadian game.
Mark, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Before we let you go, the Facebook wall has been rolling with comments, but the one that sticks out from Craig Smith, he wanted to say hello, and he said, glad you got your looks from Lana and not Larry. So Craig says good morning.
And my teeth.
There you
my
go.
Well, how's your daughter there?
Still, so that's good.
How's your little boy? Well. Is it my little boy or daughter? Little daughter.
It's a daughter, yeah, little girl Sawyer. So she's almost 8 months, and it's awesome to come home to every day. My wife is, Janaea, is great. She's alone with the child more often than not, and maybe that's good for the kid, probably. But she's doing really well, and I love coming home every day, and it's something new every day, and I love it.
Great stuff. Well, enjoy the bye week. Catch up on the family time, and wish you all the best here down the stretch.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
You're a winner all the way, Mark. You're a winner all the way. Good talking to you.
All right, there's Mark Mueller, running backs coach with the Calgary Stampeders, but we remember him as one of the greats for the Regina Rams for a long time, and good to see him having success, and it's fun sharing those stories, so glad you guys could be on today. And
I think he'll be a head coach.
I love listening.
I think he'll be a head coach in 3 years.
Okay.
You?
I remember talking to Mark when he was playing Regina minor football. I thought it was a cool story. Ron Lancaster's grandson is playing quarterback in minor football.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember meeting, that was the day I met Mark. I already knew Lana and Larry, but I met Mark, and I remember shaking hands with him, and I think this guy carries himself like an adult. Like, he's so mature. And Ronnie once said that Mark was born mature, which I certainly was not.
And wasn't born mature.
Larry, no, of course not.
Mark's such a great, great person. When I saw that he was on the show, I thought, well, he's going to save it because I'm trying to take you below 100 viewers. It keeps reaching that threshold. So,
want to go out on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Let's see what we got here. There are a few comments in here. One comment, it's an anonymous comment. Oh, Metal Shingle Guy says, as asking politely for Rob to take his green glasses off. He agrees with Lynch that the Riders maybe didn't want the game to come here. But
where's the proof of that?
I'm just reading the comments. They were worried about how Joe Public spends his money. There's so much disposable cash, and they want it all. I don't buy into that. I do understand a little bit of the concern that, okay, if you're buying NFL merchandise, you're not buying CFL merchandise. But we all want the game of football to be successful. We all want to create more football fans, and this is an opportunity to show off your great stadium. And, yeah, I don't really buy into that whole notion that maybe the Riders blocked it completely.
I think all the Riders did was cite a concern about whether the venue could be flipped over in time, and in that, at that time, they were talking about a Friday game NFL, mm-hmm. Saturday CFL. Now, if the Riders were the impediment, how come the game was ultimately played on a Thursday? And it turns out that there were serious talks about having the game on the Thursday in Regina. So if the Riders were the impediment, when the only thing that they'd pointed out was the Friday, that ultimately wasn't a factor. So how do you pillory the Rough Riders for this?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
There's no logic behind that argument.
But the thing about, you know, the thing today is we're really not talking about that a whole lot today. It's all the focus has been on the NFL. And that was my concern, was that this whole issue of having an 80-yard field and not dressing players, the Packers scratching 33 players, I think was the number, just prior to the game, after warm-ups, and all of these other things that went along with it, the high ticket prices, I was worried how that would reflect on Canada, on the CFL, on the Blue Bombers. But what I've heard this morning is it appears to be all in the NFL, that they can't play on the field, that it's egg on the face of the NFL. I hope that's the case and it doesn't sour them on coming to Canada, because I think this thing could be successful in a number of markets. As Dustin mentioned, he'd love to see what it would be like in Edmonton. Thinks they might do well at Commonwealth Stadium. I'd love to see the game come back here and give it a shot in Regina. But yeah, I just hope it doesn't sour everybody on the CFL or the NFL coming to Canada.
But do you even want this to happen? If you look at what happened with the players, with the stars of the game not playing, if you look at the way things are trending in the National Football League, where there's an increasing reluctance on the part of the coaches to even play the marquee players, where there's talk about streamlining the preseason, do you even need it at all? There's talk about maybe having controlled practices or controlled scrimmages with another team, or so you can manage it a little bit more. Is that what you want to sign up for? And if you look at what happened in Winnipeg, if you're Regina, if you're Edmonton, if you're another city in Canada with a stadium that can accommodate a game like this, do you even want to go there anymore?
Right. I don't know. The one thing about it is it now flips the focus to the Heritage Classic coming up in October at Mosaic Stadium. Looking at tickets, it appears to be selling well. Cheapest ticket right now, $95 plus fees on Ticketmaster. So taking a peek at that, the Heritage Classic between the Calgary Flames, the Winnipeg Jets, October 26th at Mosaic Stadium, appears to be selling really well. And that should take the pressure off the Regina Pats game the following day, with the NHL coming in, taking care of the costs of the facility and having the ice in and all those costs that maybe hindered the outdoor game ahead of the Memorial Cup should make it easier to pull off a nice junior hockey game in the facility, right?
Yeah, I'm glad that the Pats can reap the benefits of that. It's unfortunate back in 2018 they weren't able to proceed with the homecoming weekend outdoors as they planned the alumni game as well, because that would have been a really cool thing. But that was a lot of, I think some of the things that happened there are comparable to what happened in Winnipeg, where there was as much as the event is interesting, there you're dealing with an unavoidable sticker shock. And if you're looking at it from the Pats perspective or the promoter's perspective, the costs are such that you have to price it at a certain point. You're not trying to gouge anybody. That's just the cost of putting it on. So that didn't prove to be feasible. They moved it indoors, but I'm glad that the Pats and the Calgary Hitmen could have the game on October 27th. The difference you're going to see with the Heritage Classic is, of course, the game's actually going to mean something.
Yeah.
So if a marquee player isn't playing, it's because he's got an upper body injury or a lower body injury. There's none of this nonsense that happened yesterday in Winnipeg.
You can take a pretty good guess that you're going to get the stars in the lineup of those two teams. So that's exciting. All right.
That's a point that's really exciting.
Yeah.
The stars are going to play in that one because it's a meaningful game.
Yeah, you'll see them all. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more. And coming up a little bit later on in hour two, Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation will join us coming up just past 11:30. Prairie Mobile text line again is open, 306-840-8777. And our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is, what happens first? The Atlantic Schooners come to fruition, or the NFL plays another game in Canada? We'll get your thoughts and we'll look back at the poll on the other side of the break. It's the Rod Peterson Show here on Facebook Live, and you can listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Employee pricing is back. You pay what we pay.
Eligible Costco members receive preferred pricing on select vehicles and a $500 Costco cash card. Get Costco pricing on this new 2019 GMC Sierra 4x4. It's just $39,645 plus tax, or just $256 biweekly. Or get Costco pricing on this new 2019 Buick Encore. It's only $27,098 plus tax. That's just $93 a week.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
If we were going to get that back on again, we had it off the. It was on the top of the show.
Terrific.
So John loves it.
I didn't know you could draw that well.
I know, right? That's my handy craft skills I did this morning. As soon as Rod left for Moncton, I got out the duct tape and the marker and the graph paper there.
This is like a coup.
Yeah.
Like this is.
I got to do something about this though. Right up behind me, right? Well, we cut it, but the Rod logo on the wall. We should have taken that down. There you go.
Well, what could you replace Milestone with?
Winyard.
Rollo. Oh, how about Rollo?
Right? Winyard Bears High School Football.
There you go. Speaking of Rollo, you reminded me. We haven't done it today at all. Episode 59 on the show. Terry says dupes, troops. Maybe. Yeah. Instead of the Rod Squad, perhaps. But it's episode 59 on the show. We haven't talked about any number 59s. Hasn't been in the comments section. But who do you guys have? Tyler actually had Ron Rivera. That was a big one. So he played with the Chicago Bears, now obviously the coach in Carolina. Keith Olley, 2 years in Toronto from Dog River, from Rollo. That's why he mentioned
it. How about Lee Munn, played for the Riders 100 years ago?
Okay. Ralph Galloway, formerly of the Rough Riders.
Ralph Galloway. Who wears 59 with the Riders now?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's a dirty question.
Nobody. There is no 59.
They change it.
There's no 59.
They change it. Hey, they're off Galloway. That's a good one.
Wesley Woodyard of my Tennessee Titans is inside linebacker. He wears 59. Former Bronco. Andrew Cirque, the fifth-year offensive lineman and all-star at the U of S. They won the Hardy Cup last year. The freshman with the Rams wears 59, so I wasn't going to bring that up. But who else do we got? Seth Joyner. Former linebacker, the Eagles, Packers, Cardinals, Broncos, Hall of Fame linebacker Jack Hamm with the Steelers. He was 59, and that's about it. I don't really have any others. There's a few baseball players that I don't recognize their names. I'm sure they'll end up in the Facebook feed for us. But, yeah, that's all I got for episode 59 on the show. 60 should be a little bit more interesting.
Definitely.
On Monday.
Bill right? Clark right off the top.
Gene Mikowski.
Gene Mikowski. That's where I was going. Yeah, for sure. Maybe we got to get him on the program.
My cholesterol count, too. So. My cholesterol counts 60.
Up to 60. All
sorry
right.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Save the show, Darren. It's your show.
I'm trying. No, we're doing okay. Big topic today, obviously, on the show. Right off the top was the game in Winnipeg last night. The Oakland Raiders winning on a late field goal, 22-21, over the Green Bay Packers in a shortened game, not by time, but by length of field, from 110 to 100 and from 100 to 80 yards. It was awkward watching them throw touchdowns into the end zone. That was it from the 20 to the 10 or the 10 to the goal line?
10 to the goal line.
Yeah, it was awkward. And the players sharing that sentiment, too, that at times they had to be reminded that they were actually in the end zone defending. In your mind, you can't not see the goal line as the goal line, so that's difficult.
There was a great line on Twitter, and I wish I could remember who said it. It was a Winnipeg media person. They said, just wondering, who won the 40-40 draw?
The 40-40 instead of the 50-50. Shorten that, too. Two things I wanted to ask you, Rob. You were talking about how good Paul Friesen's columns are in the Winnipeg Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read his comment column on Winnipeg on the game yet?
Yeah.
And?
Paul always brings it.
Yeah.
I love reading Paul Friesen.
What was the biggest takeaway, or what was the overall sentiment of the article?
Well, it was much like the one leading into the game, where he was just pointing out the flaws in the whole process. And I think a lot of the worst fears that people had going in were confirmed once the game was actually played. Nobody envisioned the field being shortened, but Paul wrote some really spicy, great stuff leading up to the game and followed up, as did Mike McIntyre in the Winnipeg Free Press. Just great commentary in the Winnipeg newspapers today. So buy newspapers, please.
Yes, absolutely. Or subscribe to the online versions, too.
Exactly.
And Rod did. Well, The Athletic is not a traditional newspaper in the sense, but the online version.
Same rudiments.
Same thing. So, great for sure to read those comments. The other thing I wanted to get to, Regina Pats camp is open, and Western Hockey League training camps are now open all across Western Canada. That's exciting hockey season.
And you're covering every one of them, right?
Yeah, every one. I'll be going to every single one for sure. So that'll be exciting for sure. But you were talking about, you caught up with John Paddock recently. And how great it is to catch up with John. I haven't seen John in a few months, but how's he doing?
He had a hole in one this summer, so we chatted about that. And this has a hole in one as well. I think it's right there. I love dealing with John Paddock, and nothing we talked about was for public consumption. No. It was just, hi, John, hi, Rob, and we sat there and we chatted. And it's so tough in this day and age of structured media availabilities. Mm-hmm. To actually sit down with someone who's in a hierarchical position in an organization and just catch up and how are you? And it's just with John Paddock, every time you see him, there's that opportunity just to have a quick chat. And it's everything's so structured and everything's so regimented, and it's a breath of fresh air and a bit of a throwback to be able to talk to someone like John Paddock, who's just such a generally great person.
But that's how you build trust, and that's how insiders become insiders, because you build relationships and then you start to build that trust and feel comfortable sharing things and delivering message in the right way. And now when it's so structured, it's hard to really deliver real news, isn't it?
Yeah, and if it's anytime you do an interview, it seems, especially in that you look the way the Canadian Football League has evolved, and everything is, if you're talking to the team starting quarterback, if you're talking to the head coach, if the general manager is available, there's standing there with the team logo in the back, there's a microphone, there's a bunch of, there's like 10 mm-hmm. microphones in front of them, there's cameras, and everything is there for everybody. But there's the informality, and I think a lot of the just general fun of dealing with people is lost in this really watered down, diluted process. I mean, John, you'd remember, and I remember in the early stages of my career, I remember if I wanted to talk to the Rider head coach, oftentimes I could just pick him up and phone him.
Yeah, that's right.
You have his cell phone number now. Well, you would if it was today's age.
Yeah.
You'd send him a message. Who did you enjoy? Who was some of your favorite people to talk to over the years in the business?
Jim Daly, Jim Keddie, John Payne, great guy.
Yeah. The hockey people, the football people, they're great people, right?
Murphy. Ray Yawk was my favorite of all.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I said, but Ray Yawk was the greatest. Walk in there and see him. He said, come on, Lynch, let's go for coffee. No trouble at all. Cal Murphy was good.
Yep.
But I'd say Ray Yawk was my favorite. That surprises a lot of people when I say
but
that.
But now your coffee club where the guys get together, right?
Yeah.
How often is that? Every month? Every week?
No, every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Every Friday. Every Friday, Kent, even. Friday had Bond's Eatings. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't tell him where it is. You'll start to get bombarded.
He's been there. You've been impressed with him, haven't you?
Very, very impressed. One time when I was on Rod's radio show, and we mentioned on the air that after the show, we were going to go to a Regina eatery.
Yeah.
And I think it was me and Rod and Mitchell Blair. And one of us had mentioned on the show that we were just going to go grab a bite to eat afterwards. And somebody interpreted that as a public invitation. So we're sitting in this small emporium, and this guy comes and sits right down next to us and starts chatting. And suddenly we'd ask for a table for three, and suddenly it's a table for four. And he'd heard on the air that where we were going, and just thought, plop yourself down. So beware, John. This could happen. Well, he was a nice guy. We had a nice chat. But
had a couple of ladies in last month just come in and said, where's, topping like men do? And
Of course.
Women come, we got to change our whole format and the way we act.
Got to change it all.
Got to act decent. Can't say a few words.
All right.
But you know, I think the writers have been really good, very good to the media.
Yeah.
I mean, media talk about the writers being tough to them. I don't think that's the case at all. Been pretty accessible over the years, boy.
Oh, for
some
sure.
Guys haven't. Even Chris Jones was pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? He was really good.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of that, let's head out to the video chat, and we catch up with Three Down Nation's Justin Dunk. There he is. No problem with the ladies, that guy, I'm sure. How are you, JD?
Doing well. What about you guys?
Yeah, we're doing well here. We're not in Winnipeg, so we're doing well this morning for sure. Obviously, you had your eyes on the game in Winnipeg. What did you think?
Well, I was going to say Winnipeg, Alberta, or Winnipeg, Manitoba, or Winnipeg, Territories.
They're okay with Winnipeg, Alberta, I think, this morning, maybe.
Goodness, man. Well, I'll tell you, it made some sense to me why the Riders maybe didn't want to have this game in Evraz Place, maybe more so because of the turnaround time with what happened because of the field. But, you know, overall, it just seemed like those ticket prices were way overpriced.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They were overpriced for sure, and it soured a lot of people. And then you get there, all of the stars apparently all took the warm up, were all ready to go until the field issue came, and all of a sudden the Packers were sitting 33 people, and Antonio Brown's not playing, and you shorten the field to 80 yards. I thought once the game started, it looked pretty good on the Raiders broadcast, and they made Winnipeg look pretty good, but it was just awkward, wasn't it?
It really was. And to be honest, a lot of people are going to put this on the Bombers potentially or the IG Field Stadium staff. But I think a lot of this needs to go into the NFL, that they did not look into this as much as they should have. There was supposed to be NFL officials on site well beforehand. And I'm talking like weeks and months before. And there was, to check this all out to make sure it would go according to plan. So the fact that they missed possible parts of this with where the goalposts would be for the CFL and how that would affect the NFL field, I really think is on the NFL. And you had to factor in, too, that the field was going to be flipped over pretty quickly because of the sub team that was going to play there, too. So in the end, again, and I hate to go back to it, maybe Saskatchewan and Regina more so was right because they needed that extra time to get the field proper.
Yeah, no kidding. And still, the concern is there about the goal post. There's going to be is there not a square now in the end zone for Bomber games, but it's not an issue for the Bombers, or they don't have an issue with it?
I guess not. It seems that way.
Yeah, right? It doesn't seem to be an issue for them, but you hope it's not an issue. I want to get to week 11, though, with you in the CFL, and tonight's a big one, Winnipeg and Edmonton. What's the plan right now inside the Bombers organization when it comes to Matt Nichols and Strevler coming in and playing? I know John Hodge wrote on your site that he feels that they should go after James Franklin immediately in terms of a trade. This is a Grey Cup contending team, and if you're going to contend for a Grey Cup, you need to have a starting quarterback and a good one at that. So where are the Bombers at? Are they in wait-and-see mode right now to see what they have in Strevler and see how he'll adjust to being the starter, or are they actively trying to fill a need right now?
Well, they obviously reached out to Kevin Glenn, and that connection didn't happen for a number of reasons. But I feel like what John Hodge was getting at in his piece about trading for James Franklin potentially is the fact that if Chris Trevler goes down, there's a rookie in Sean McGuire that has never taken a CFL snap that is going to come in and play quarterback for the Bombers potentially. Now, Winnipeg is happy rolling with Strevler. He's obviously been the guy over the last couple of years that has learned the offense and played for Nichols early last year to start the season when Nichols was hurt with an injury. I think the concern might be more so about, you know, how quickly does Nichols get back? But at the same time, there's a lot of people in Winnipeg clamoring for Strevler to get more playing time. Well, we're going to get it right now and see how actually good he is. And this could be a massive chance for Strevler to capitalize and potentially get a massive contract in CFL free agency as possible franchise guy, or even draw some NFL interest in the next foreseeable future of games that is going to start here for the Bombers.
I remember in the Darian Durant years here, and there were so many people who were critical of Darian despite his amazing accomplishments, and I don't think people really realized how great he was until suddenly he wasn't there anymore. You look at the last half of the 2014 season as an example, and that sort of underlined Darian's value because they had no replacement. Are Bomber fans, do you think, Justin, are they about to realize how valuable Matt Nichols is, considering they now have to live without him for a number of weeks?
That's certainly possible. There's been people thrown around the game manager label for whatever that is supposed to mean with Matt Nichols. And his touchdown to interception ratio is what sticks out to me the most. Even though he hasn't thrown for over 300 yards in a game this season, I'm with you, Rob. I really do think that there's a possibility that Strebler struggles a little bit, and it's likely he's going to at times, that you're going to forget about how steady Matt Nichols was, the way that he was able to direct that offense. And some people outside of football in terms of the X's and O's might forget that a lot of what a quarterback does, too, is getting you into the right run plays. That there are checks on literally every single play that the quarterback has to make a call on to make sure those run plays are run against the best defensive front. So Andrew Harris might well miss that with a less experienced quarterback in there in Strebler.
This week in the NFL, no, next week, I should say, it's a cutdown time from 90 to 91, 92 to 53. Big cutdown in the NFL. There should be a lot of those players, I would think, coming north, Justin, because I think they all realize now that it doesn't work with Bill Polian and his league. Vince McMahon league is not going to work. I'm sure most of the players are skeptical about that. And so their contacts they had with CFL teams, I think, will be renewed again. What do you see happening? A lot of good players coming up here?
There should be a number of guys, I would think, that will become available. But one, I don't think it's going to be a Sam Glavin, the Riders linebacker that went down to Miami Dolphins training camp. He's been running with the starting defense down there. So I think Glavin is a guy that sticks. But some of the guys that might be on the bubble are 50-50. You know, I've asked some people about Alex Singleton, the outstanding defensive player for the Calgary Stampeders, making waves at Eagles camp. But there's even still some people that think, he might be back up here in the CFL. What could happen, though, is we see a little bit of a waiting game as guys at points in their careers and ages say, well, maybe is it worth it to try to potentially get on an NFL practice squad and maybe a roster when you've gone this far, you've been in an NFL camp already and missed half of a CFL season. But then I think there'll be a crew of guys, too, that are going to look at the CFL and say, hey, I can go back there, make an impact, still make some good money, and set myself up for free agency in February of 2020 to make a big payday in the CFL, potentially for missing out on the money that they were trying to get in the NFL.
Justin, who's well-positioned as far as cap space to go chasing some of these premier NFL cuts should they become available?
Well, I'm not privy to every team's exact dollar amount in terms of the salary cap, but I can tell you that one of the teams for me would be where you guys are in Regina, the Saskatchewan Roughriders, with what they're doing in terms of how they're paying their quarterbacks this year. Yes, Zach Caleros did get $175,000 signing bonus, and they would have paid him a game check and, you know, maybe a little bit more on housing and some other stuff on his contract. But let's say they played Caleros, for all intents and purposes, around $200,000. Cody Fajardo is only going to make $150,000 or thereabouts if he hits every single incentive in his contract. So we're talking about, you know, having a starting quarterback, and yes, they paid Caleros. So let's say it's for $350,000. Just doesn't really happen in this league. So I think that money they'll have freed up because they're not investing it, let's say, like an Edmonton or Calgary or BC, you know, even the Ticats with Jeremiah Masoli, in a big-time quarterback that they could go out and add a marquee name for a potential Grey Cup run.
Where are we with Cody Fajardo's situation moving forward beyond this year? Because there's plenty of speculation about his future and his rising stock and where he'll end up and how much he'll demand and will he be a free agent? Will he try and go down south? Maybe the XFL is an option. What are you hearing from the camp around Cody Fajardo moving forward beyond this year?
It seems like the waiting game is what Fajardo and his people are going to do. When you consider that, yes, he's had this good run here. He's 5-2 as the starter and on the four-game win streak, which you would imagine is going to continue, and he's going to continue to be productive. But the longer he goes, the more wins he puts together, the more the touchdowns pile up for him, the more leverage he'll have in contract negotiations in the CFL, and then the more interest he'll potentially draw. And I know it's been thrown out there with the NFL. I'm not sure that I see that, although it's possible. John Jennings somehow had a workout with the Indianapolis Colts last offseason. So Fajardo could draw NFL interest. The XFL has already looked into him, so I think if you're Fajardo, you take the long game and see what your options might be. If you sign with Saskatchewan now to a lucrative extension, yes, you know that money's going to be there, but I think you could be leaving some money on the table. So I think the patient approach is what Fajardo's people are going to take.
Yeah, no kidding. That's good. The last thing I got for you, it's coming in. Actually, producer Clark wants to know thoughts on the Argos and BC Lions in the trade block. Do you see anything else happening here before the deadline?
I would imagine as we get closer to it, I believe it's in October, that there could be some moves made. James Wilder Jr. is obviously a name that's been out there. But the trouble is, if you're on those struggling teams, you're looking for draft picks back. And the good teams right now, like let's say the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Calgary Stampeders, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, even the Edmonton Eskimos, have drafted well and for the most part kept their picks. They're not giving them away like candy like the Montreal Alouettes have. So I think we'll have to see where teams are positioned as we get closer to the deadline, and I'm sure some more names will be coming out.
Good stuff. Appreciate this. Looking forward to catching up with you. What, 2 weeks? Is that when we're going to get together? Week two of the Canada West?
I'm hoping so. In Saskatoon, right, buddy?
Yeah, looking forward to it, pal. Can't wait to get you out here. Get you into the studio when you come to Regina. We got to get you in here. I think it's the 11th of September, the game that we're both doing. So plan to come out early, get in on the show, and we'll give you the grand tour.
That's right, man. Sign me up for it.
All right, good stuff. Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation joining us here on the chat. Let's take a break. Back with more on the Rod Peterson Show here on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back inside the studio. Darren DuPont in for Rod Peterson. The boss is away in Moncton. He is on the golf course. Go figure, taking the long weekend, but he's got touchdown Atlantic duties. He's emceeing the alumni in the CFL golf tournament today, and he'll be chatting with Randy Ambrosi tonight at the dinner and hosting that. So have fun, Rod. We touched base with Rod off the top of the show in hour one. If you missed that, you can go back on the Facebook feed, or you can go visit our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and CastBox. Our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question for the day is, what happens first? The Atlantic Schooners come to fruition, or the NFL returns to play another game in Canada? And right now on our website and here on the Facebook feed, 61% of the fans saying that the Schooners come first. And on Twitter, it's even higher at 87% of the vote saying that the Schooners come back. Rod said the NFL returns first, and so did Dustin Nielsen.
So did I.
Rob, what did you think?
I think we'll see the Sarnia Imperials, two-time Grey Cup champions, again before we see the NFL return to Canada. I think this one's going to be a bit of a scarecrow, whereas the likelihood of an expansion franchise in the CFL is much higher. Not a certainty by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's a better bet right now than... I'm not sure the NFL and Canada really are in a position to want each other very much after what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely soured a few. Rob Vanstone, John Lynch are alongside here in the studio today. A couple of housekeeping items to get to. Our trip is filling up. We've got two more today, two yesterday that signed up on the trip. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience to Houston, December 5th to the 10th. Me and Rod are heading down to Houston. We're going to be joined by Ryder Greats. Don Narcisse will be down there joining us. George Cortez there, hoping to catch up with Danny Barrett, who is almost confirming, and we may have a couple other special guests joining us that we can't announce just yet, but they're big. December 5th to the 10th, rodpeterson.com/trip. It's the Denver Broncos and Houston Texans. We'll see the Houston Rockets in a pair of NBA games now. They'll play the Phoenix Suns, the Sacramento Kings. That's exciting. NASA, college football, high school football. So it's going to be great. December 5th to the 10th, rodpeterson.com/trip. Fill it out and you'll gather information and begin the process to join us in Houston this December. And coming up next weekend, we're having the Celebrity Football Weekend over at Libel Field and the Armory. So on Saturday, the 31st in the evening, it's the alumni charity touch football game with Rider alumni and local celebrities. All proceeds going to growing the game of football. So we're raising money for Regina Minor Football, Women's Tackle Football in the province. So that's exciting. Tickets available on the shop, rodpetersonshop.com. You can get your tickets there. Get your tickets from any member of the Regina Riot, Regina Minor Football. All have tickets. Or message the show directly, and we'll get you down to that game. And then we are excited to continue our tailgate series on Labor Day in the morning. We'll have Rider alumni down there. Hobo Donuts still planning on coming by. And we're going to be live, actually, for the Rod Peterson Show pregame show leading up to Labor Day Classic between the Riders and the Blue Bombers. So that's exciting. That's the housekeeping items. So really looking forward to that. But before we get to Labor Day, the Riders got to take care of some business. We're completely seem to be looking past the Ottawa Redblacks, and I want to talk about that for the time we have left, which we do have to get to one more break. But first thoughts here on the Riders and Redblacks. Are we not taking this game seriously enough?
That's what I've been telling you, and he just confirmed it.
Yeah.
We've lost the last four to them. So I've been through the situation in the last 2 years. Guys saying, hey, it's a piece of cake. Why throw it in? Don't even bother going to the game. Riders are going to hammer Ottawa, and Ottawa beats us. So I hope that doesn't happen again. I hope these guys are taking them seriously. And the next two, of course, against Winnipeg. But they've got to take this one seriously. I'm afraid there's too much talk about the Winnipeg games, Rob.
I don't think that's going to really be a problem. The Rough Riders, and I think football teams in general, I don't think they pay a lot of attention to the outside noise. They're too preoccupied with the day-to-day preparations. It's... You hear this, we want to go 1-0 this week, and as much as it's cliched, I do think that's the focus of the football team. And I think the Rough Riders have gone to considerable lengths this week to ensure that none of that creeps in. They don't have to go back very far to remember June 20th when they lost to Ottawa. And the one brief shiny moment for Dominic Davis as Ottawa's quarterback this year was on June 20th.
44-41.
44-41. He threw three touchdown passes in a 20-minute span.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season, he's thrown two touchdown passes and 11 picks.
Yeah. That shouldn't
be surprising. The numbers speak for themselves.
Ottawa figured he could do it.
Yeah.
We had him on here. Right? What's the GM's name again?
Yeah, Marcel.
Marcel, we had him on here, and he figured he could do it, Dominic. He can't. He's proven he can't. We knew he couldn't. Guys like you and I, I'm sure you were very suspicious of him, and it's proven that he can't do it.
Well, we'll see how the offense looks now with Joe Paopao calling the plays. That'll be interesting because Joe's an old hand and he knows his stuff. I'm not sure. Craig Dickinson said earlier in the week, and it's true, you can't really overhaul a scheme in a week, especially when you're limited to 4.5 hours a day with the players. But I'm sure that the play calling will be much improved with Joe Paopao, and that might be a factor. But still, this is an Ottawa team that's been leaking oil for several weeks now.
Yeah.
Compare that to a Ryder team that has won 4 in a row and 5 of the last 6 and is at home. It really shouldn't be that much of a game, but I don't think the Rough Riders are going into the game with that presumption.
No, they have to go in.
How good are the Riders?
Good question. I'm not sure anybody can say so definitively because they haven't got to the meat of the schedule yet.
Yeah.
And the games against Winnipeg, regardless of whether Matt Nichols is playing, well, he won't be.
Three times in September.
That's still going to be a test because that's a good Winnipeg team. The Riders haven't played Edmonton yet. That's going to be a test. They have to show that they can play better against Calgary than they did when the Stampeders were here and won 37-10. I don't want to discount the victories that the Rough Riders have had so far, but they've been the beneficiaries of some fortuitous timing. You look at playing Montreal without Vernon Adams. You look at playing Hamilton without Jeremiah Mazzoli, etc. So the tougher games are ahead, and they've also got a stretch going down the stretch. That's a bad sentence.
October.
They've got 3 road games in a row. Their schedule after Labor Day is really road heavy.
Okay, yeah. What about you now? I've been saying to people all season long, and I haven't talked to you, I've never seen a Ryder situation where they've had 3 games on the road back to back to back.
I think 1974 was the last time that's happened.
Really? It's happened before, you think? Huh?
It has happened before, but it's a real aberration.
Yeah, for any team.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's going to be tough. But, you know, you worry that people are overlooking the Ottawa Red Blacks and jumping right to Winnipeg, but you believe that the Riders in that locker room are not. That's a good thing. We'll take one more timeout. We'll come back. We'll look at all of Week 11. We'll get your kind of thoughts and predictions on what might happen this weekend as we head towards Week 11 in the CFL and Touchdown Atlantic on Sunday morning. All right. Back for overtime on the other side here on the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape SEL with leather, sunroof, and navigation is only $29.95 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. Its employee price, just $11.99 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Back for overtime here on the Rod Peterson Show. I'm Darren DuPont in for Rod, who is gone for the weekend. He's in Moncton. Touchdown Atlantic on Sunday morning between the Argonauts and the Alouettes. So he's hosting all the festivities today, the Golf Classic, and then the dinner tonight. So that's exciting. So meanwhile, Rob Vanstone, John Lynch are in studio here to help tee up Week 11 in the CFL. So We got into the Riders and Red Blacks a little bit. Tonight, Winnipeg, Edmonton. We also talked about that with Dustin Nielsen a little bit earlier on in the program. That's Canada's game of the week. We voted on it earlier today, earlier this week in the Capital Auto Mall Daily Poll. That was the consensus game of the week. All our eyes, I'm sure, will be on Edmonton and Winnipeg. What do you think? What are you expecting tonight out of the Blue Bombers and the Eskimos,
Jerry? Great football game. Should be a super game. The Bombers changing quarterbacks. He's a good quarterback, that kid. Yeah, I think it'll be a great game. They're both good football teams fighting for first place, really. Mm-hmm. I think because it's home field, Edmonton will win by about 5 points.
You think Winnipeg will be able to hang in with Chris Streveler?
For the while.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Rob? Yeah.
It's a good matchup for the Rough Riders, too, because if the Rough Riders win on Saturday against Ottawa, they're going to gain ground on somebody.
Yep.
And unless there's a tie, you never know with the Canadian Football League. But I'm looking forward to this. I think Chris Streveler will play pretty well. It'll be a different style of offense with a lot more mobility. Maybe that it creates some options for this offense as opposed to inhibiting it, because there are things that Chris Streveler can do. But if it comes down to a shootout, if Trevor Harris gets really hot, and that could easily happen, Do the Bombers have the potency through the air to match touchdowns? That'll be the key.
Yeah, we just had the comment pop up on the Facebook feed from Chris Stover. Says, DuPont is a hell of a good backup quarterback for the Rod Peterson show. And I know my role. It's as a backup. I'm not looking for starter's money or for a starting job. Anywhere else, I'm comfortable being the backup. And I think that's where Chris Streveler needs to be for now. And all the young quarterbacks need to be until they're ready.
Except you can throw more accurate.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. We'll see how this goes.
Well, Justin Dunk can, for sure. Yeah. Somebody who's appeared on the show.
You know what?
Mark Mueller, lots of quarterbacks.
We do have lots of quarterbacks on this. And actually, maybe two guys we need to recruit for next weekend's alumni charity game with the celebrities. Noah Pickton's going to play.
Did you hear that?
Wow. Saturday night, Noah Pickton's going to be one of the quarterbacks. We're still waiting on our second quarterback to be unveiled, so probably early next week.
Oh, you've got one.
You?
No, you've got one, have you?
We've got somebody, but that's Clark's job in the back with all of our guests.
Oh, we'd be impressed.
Plenty of interest, I would imagine.
Okay.
Are you impressed with Noah?
Huh?
Teal would be a great one. Two Rams going back to back.
He's still playing baseball. He's still got the arm.
I saw him actually on Instagram yesterday, so that's exciting. Okay, we're almost out of time. I want to quickly touch on Hamilton, BC. I know we're not that interested, maybe, but I think the Lions have a real shot here to upset
Hamilton.
I've
already picked the Lions.
Well, we did on the television show earlier this week.
I think they're going to pull it off.
The Hamilton against Ottawa, they did everything possible last Saturday to lose that game. The play mm-hmm. calling was absolutely atrocious. They were so fortunate that Ottawa was absolutely clueless.
Yeah.
But Hamilton did not play a good football game. They did some really silly things strategically. I think BC, at some point with Mike Riley, you've got to start winning some football games. He's that good a quarterback, but will Jagaird Davis be in his face all day? They have to find a way to protect him. They haven't as of yet, and Hamilton can apply some pressure.
The team I'm most excited about in the Canadian Football League right now is the Montreal Alouettes, at least from an intriguing standpoint. I just have to see what's happening week to week and how they're growing and how they're progressing and how the fans are buying in. And now they get Touchdown Atlantic against the Toronto Argonauts, who the Argonauts have some talent on offense. They've got some big name weapons. They just haven't been able to put it together consistently. Will you be watching Touchdown Atlantic, John?
Yep, and I think the Alouettes will win. I like Adams. I like their running backs. I like their defense. They're playing well. Love their coach, Gary Jones. Loved him when he was here. Thought he should have been a coach when he was here. And he disappeared for about 5 or 6 years.
Yep.
Really glad they brought him back in that position. He's a leader all the way, a great guy, and a great quarterback. He's a leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking the Alouettes.
Game starts at 10 a.m. What a great time for the start of a sporting enterprise, right, Darren?
Absolutely. It's like, it's like they got this from somewhere. I'm not quite sure where, but brilliant. It's going to be a good game, though, right?
I think it'll be a more interesting game than you would have thought at the outset of of the season. Not necessarily because of the Argos, although with that receiving core, it's amazing they can't move the ball better through the air. Vernon Adams Jr. is really becoming a player to watch, and that's that market needs it. That's an exciting player and a real good thing for a market that can, if they can get to actually play a 60-minute game, They can do some things with Vernon Adams in that market.
Yeah, very, very exciting. That one, 10 a.m. Central Time, Toronto, Montreal in Touchdown Atlantic on Sunday. Big week next week as we lead into Labor Day. Always exciting this time of year. Listen to this lineup. Troy Westwood, Jason Claremont, Abhi Khan, Mike Abumestrick, Wes Cates, Darren Bombing from TSN in Winnipeg, Gene Mikowski, Addison Richards, and more. That's from Clark. So he's lined up another great week for Labor Day.
Fantastic.
And you guys potentially with us again.
And do we find out who the second quarterback is sometime next week?
I don't know. You have to next week before we lead into Saturday.
One of those guys.
Alumni game.
He was one of those guys, I think. The one guys you just quoted.
Who was the quarterback on that list?
I forget.
Was there one? I don't think so.
I forget.
All right. Maybe QB producer Clark. That's what he says. I don't know if Clark can play or not. I know he's a baseball guy, but... we'll see. It'll be fun. Anyways, that's it. We are overtime here on Overtime. So we will say goodbye and enjoy your weekend. Big weekend in the CFL. If you're heading out to watch a game, enjoy it. Enjoy Touchdown Atlantic. Rod will be back in the chair on Monday. So for Rod Peterson, I'm Darren DuPont. Thanks for watching The Rod Peterson Show here on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.